Good evening. Let's begin. So we're continuing a little bit tonight in Simin Yud Dalid, which are the halachos concerning Psukei Dezimra. So we began last night by discussing the idea that one should not be mafsik, one should not go ahead and interrupt at all during Psukei Dezimra. Psukei Dezimra, of course, again begins Baruch Sha'amar and Yishtabach. Of course, again, de facto, you end up not being able to be mafsik to interrupt until after Shmona Esrei. Because once you get to Baruch Hu, you get to Shema, but one is not supposed to speak throughout the duration of Psukei Dezimra. Now, there are certain exceptions. So the Kitz writes over here, Ach le'inyin hefsik l'dvar mitzvah, yesh chiluk v'im Psukei Dezimra b'rchosel, u'b'rchosel l'kriya Shema b'rchosel. However, again, to stop for a dvar mitzvah, for the purpose of a mitzvah. Now, what does it mean to stop for a purpose of a mitzvah? So he's referring ultimately again to responding to other brachos. Amen. Yehi Shmei Rabba, Kaddish. B'psukei Dezimra, afilu be'emtza baruch shamar u'be'emtza yishtabach, im shomea eza bracha mutar lo la'anav samein. So the Kitzur has a very dramatic ruling. The Kitzur writes that a psukei Dezimra, even if one is in the middle of baruch shamar, one is in the middle of yishtabach, one is permitted to answer amen to any bracha. Now, the Pesukei Teshuvos, he quotes that almost everyone disagrees with the Kitzur on this. Namely, everyone agrees that if you're in the middle of Psukei Dezimra, you can go ahead and you can answer amen to any bracha. However, the Mishnah Berurah and others all express the idea that if one is in the middle of Baruch Sha'amar or Yishtabach, one should not answer amen to a bracha, as that would be a hafsek in the bracha. But the Kitzur again holds that one could literally answer amen even in the middle of Baruch Sha'amar and Yishtabach. V'chein im shomea sha'akal omrim kriya shema, omer imam pasek Shema Yisrael. So too, again, there's that important halacha which we'll get to, that when the tzibur says Shema, even if I'm not up to Shema, I should still go ahead and say the first pasuk of Shema, Shema Yisrael, Shema Elokeinu Hashem Echad, so as that it shouldn't look like the rest of the tzibur is accepting upon themselves HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus, and I am abstaining. So too, if I'm a little bit behind, tzibur is up to Shema, I'm in Psukei Dezimra, I could respond to Shema within the middle of Psukei Dezimra. V'kol shekein lekadish kedusha Baruch Hu. So therefore, the Kitzur paskins any type of response I am permitted to do, even in the midst of Psukei Dezimra. However, he says, im hefsik however, he says, the Kitzur says, when you can minimize the hefsik, so for example, if you could time the responses so that you're responding with your amen, or you're responding with your kaddish, kedusha, or shema, in between paragraphs, or at least in between psukim, that's optimal. But if you can't regulate your timing to that degree, then halacha lemaisa, one is permitted to go ahead and respond even in the middle of the pasuk of Psukei Dezimra. However, ubaruchu v'ruch shemo lo yomar toch Psukei Dezimra afilu b'makom hefsek. However, with one exception, that halacha lemaisa, one should not answer baruchu v'ruch shemo in the midst of Psukei Dezimra, even in the middle of psukim. Forget about the middle of the bracha. Similarly, he says v'chinim asat tzarachav v'rochetz yadav. If a person used the bathroom in the middle of Psukei Dezimra, he washed his hands. Nira d'lo yomar baruchos ashe yatzar. One should not recite ashe yatzar in the middle of Psukei Dezimra either. Kevan shiachal. Because again, what one would do in that circumstance, that halacha lemaisa, one would go ahead and recite Asher Yatzar after Shmona Esrei. So bottom line, halacha lemaisa, the way we paskin is, if one is in the midst of Psukei Dezimra, one could answer Amen, one could answer Kaddish, Kiddusha, recite the first pasuk of Shema, however, not if one is in Baruch Sha'amar and Yishtabach. There the minhag is not to interrupt. Baruch Hu v'ruch Shemo, we do not go ahead and respond. Asher Yatzar, one should not do it in the middle of Psukei Dezimra, rather one should remember that they have to say an Asher Yatzar and recite that after Shmona Esrei. Rabbi Chananya ben Akash Omer, Vazpach Baruch Hu l'zakos, says, Yisrael l'fichach, here ba'lohem tu mitzvah shenemar, adenecha fitz man tzidko, yagdol Torah v'yadir.